This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Revenue Estimating Conference, the state's official income predictors, met Monday afternoon to adopt new revenue projections for the upcoming fiscal year.
We're putting a number in a budget that we really have no basis for, except our best guesses.
LSU economist Dr. Jim Richardson was upset about $54 million the Jindal administration put into anticipated tax collections. It's based on an efficiency program the State Department of Revenue is just getting ready to start.
We're going to have this program up, and it's going to go like that. We're going to pick up $54 million before June 30th, 2015. That's what's difficult to believe and difficult to accept.
Revenue Secretary Tim Barfield said the number is based on what similar programs have done in Pennsylvania and Kentucky.
We will get some fruits from it. We can beg to differ over the amounts, but I think putting zero on it is absolutely unreasonable.
House Speaker Chuck Cleckley agreed with Richardson.
Will it happen or will it not happen? You know, I don't have any idea. The last thing I want to do is adopt a forecast and then come back and say, well, we were predicting $54 million and it didn't happen.
The Revenue Estimating Conference ultimately agreed to strip that $54 million for this next fiscal year, but recognized $64 million more overall than had been in the last forecast. That gives the state Senate some money to play with when they vote on the budget next week. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.